You are listening to another exciting episode of the Scooter Diaries podcast. Welcome aboard. How have you been? It's Friday, as Big Fatty would say, and it's time for a little Nippa talk walk. Been a while. Let's see. I think it's May 10th since my last show, and today is the 2nd of June. So I want to wish you all a very happy Pride Month. Oh, my goodness. So many things are happening. Let me tell you.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
You are listening to another exciting episode of Let me tell you, Big Fatty.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4103 of the BFO for right through the 27th of October 2023. Y'all, coming about today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you about my day and probably some voice letters, Big Fatty. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your fright is going well. Y'all, you're not harvesters at all. You should have been hunters. Big Fatty, you fucked it up. I did. Hello, hunters. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your fright is going well. Big Fatty, you're repeating yourself like Mexican food in your colon, it's true. Y'all, you're hunters today, because y'all, this weekend, in fact, Saturday, is the hunter's moon, Big Fatty. Maybe you can hunt for some content on today's little show. That would be lovely. Just lovely.
Your silvery beams will bring love dreams. We'll be calling soon. Happy anniversary.
Dear Gussie, y'all, on Saturday, we have a very important anniversarium. Y'all never met either one of these folks in person, but, and y'all, I don't even know if they still listen. Oh, I know one of them doesn't, but one of them used to listen. They had their own little show from the Gay Wasteland. Y'all, that would be Frequency and his husband, Big Fatty, and they're either unsubscribed or lurking. Big Fatty, I'm going with unsubscribed. Well, it'd be appropriate, anyway, y'all, I'll just tell you this as a reminder. If Big Fatty doesn't have your anniversarium or your celebration of exiting the birth canal on the Malkin calendar, yo, you gotta tell me. I am not clairvoyant. Oh, Big Fatty, that's right, you're Aunt Claravoyant. Yes, so y'all, if you see Frequency or husband, wish him happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Like I say, y'all, this weekend we have not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal that Big Fatty is aware of. Y'all, the first is on Saturday. Y'all never met this person or his husband. And y'all, I know of his, of him because of his husband. y'all, the celebration of exiting the birth canal is for Mike, who is the husband of the GFN General. Big Fatty, we love the GFN General and his husband. It's true. And I think the GFN General still listens. I'm not sure, though. Y'all, then on Sunday, y'all, he used to be on the Pod Cubs little show. Y'all, I met him. I met him in person at least once. It may have been twice out there in the Lost Wages. He was living in the Key West for a while. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Skeeter. Big Betty, we love Skeeter. Not Skeeters, but Skeeter, yes. And y'all, then our final celebration of exiting the birth canal, also on Sunday. Y'all, she posts pictures of her puppy dog on the Twix still. And y'all, she used to be on the But First and the Survivors Ready little shows before old Crooked Hat just pulled the plug on them. Y'all just kicked them to the side of the road. No, nobody wants to listen. Well, you're probably right about that. But y'all, I am talking. Y'all, she's one of the nicest people that you'll meet on the Twix. Y'all, I am talking about the one and only Sam in the hinterlands. Big Betty, we love Sam in the hinterlands. And she used to comment on the old gal shows. So, y'all, if you see the GFN General's husband, Mike, or Skeeter, or Sam in the hinterlands on the Twix, or the Metaspace, or the Woolly Mammoth, or the Spools, or the Side of the Road, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they all get a big old piece of cake. Kiss me, Fatty! The calm, happy music for a fright. It's true, y'all. Just a reminder, there is no fright at Fatty's this week or next week. Y'all, my brother and sister-in-law, the parents of my niece that just got married. Y'all, they're coming for a visit. They're coming in sometime, probably fright. Afternoon, they're staying Friday night and Saturday night, and then they're getting up early on Sunday and heading back home. I think they've got someone they're going to visit also while they're at it. But so I'm straightening up, so to speak, the villa. And anyway, y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, the Nip stopped by. And we had a little chitter chat, and then he was off to finish his nipple walking. Yeah, I caught up on the Jeopardy. Y'all, I'd missed a couple of days of the Jeopardy, and so I'm all caught up on that now. And then, y'all, it was time for the Survivor. It was time for the Survivor, and y'all, I'm trying to think, who did they throw out last night? Oh, y'all, they threw out the cute boy. I was sad about that, but y'all, I will say this about the 90-minute Survivor and the 90-minute Big Run. Y'all, I like it because they have a little extra time to kind of show a little more of the conniving little things that go on. Yes, Big Fatty. It was good. And y'all, I did not watch the Big Run because, y'all, I was tired. Because I didn't get a nap. Big Fatty hadn't had one today either. We can all tell. It's true. Y'all, as soon as we're done here, I'm going to take my share and take a little nipper nap. And, y'all woke up back to my regular time about, I don't know, it was about 6:20 a.m. in the morning. And y'all, it might as well have been midnight. So got up and I had one of those cream horns that I, the French twirls, they call them, had that for my breakfast, had my coffee, did my puzzles, read the newspaper, and then it was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk, did Fat Acres, did the Big Circle. Came back and y'all have fixed me a little shishimi rice as a little reward for my nipple walk. Y'all, I'm gonna have a little chicken pot pie for my early supper. One thing, both Alex and the Hot Cub, they have both said that they have spotted the Archway Bells and Stars cookeries in their respective Vonses. And y'all, it's just I am taken aback that they're not here in Charleston yet. Y'all, it's a calamity. It's terrible is what it is. Yes, Big Fatty. So gonna keep my ears and eyes open. Oh yes, Big Fatty, you gotta keep your ears open so you can hear those bells, and your eyes open so you can see those stars. Yes. And hopefully they'll show up here pretty soon. But y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
Oh, you big fat thing,
you're hamming it up. Big Fatty, oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh. Hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham.
Big Fat Thing. Hello, Big Fatty. It's the Laughing Buddha. And I have an Ask Big Fatty question. Cue the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a
hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from the one and only Laughing Buddha from the Scooter Diaries. Laughing Buddha, what you got?
Hey, listen, I'm hearing a lot of people saying that they have lots of acorns this year, and that there's just a ton of them. Can you give us an acorn update at the villa? Thank you for calling. Bye.
Yeah, I see y'all. That, of course, is the Laughing Buddha. And Laughing Buddha, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And this is an excellent question. This is an odd year. Big Fatty, as in strange, no, as in odd numbered year. 23. And y'all, here in Fat Acres, we get lots of acorns on the even. On the even years, not the odd years. So, y'all, there have been some, but we have not had an influx. We have not had caravans of acorns coming into Fat Acres. So, y'all, all is safe. We're not slipping and sliding on them, and the rats with a bushy tail, they're not gathering them and digging holes and trying to hoard them for the winter. Yes, Big Fatty hands, but there'll be plenty more next year. How are the acorns where you are, Big Fatty?
Big Fatty. Hi, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
With a rare call to the BFO these days. I am in my Chevrolet Red convertible or similar, driving down the I-10s from Phoenix to the Palm Springs. Don't recommend. 0 out of 10. Actually, I don't recommend driving from Palm Springs to Phoenix. More about that on the LFC. And the drive back to Palm Springs, but I will say, don't put the top down. Definitely don't do that. But I was just calling with the poor Big Fatty update. Big Fatty, I love that you decided to download the Shazam app, but it's built right into iOS. You don't need an app. It's literally a feature of iOS on your control center panel, and it just works. So there's that. And it has been for a while. Poor Big Fatty. Now what do I do with this? Oh, it won't let me because I'm driving my Chevrolet Red.
Yeah, I guess you know that, of course, is old Vader. And Vader, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And that Chevrolet Red sounds like it's a pretty spoty ride there. Yes, Big Fatty, it sounded like a jalopy. And Vader, I just looked in my cellular telephonic device, and the only Shazam I see is the app that I downloaded. So I'm not quite sure. And I looked on the computer, and I don't see what you're talking about. I just Big Fatty, it's because you'll have to do your research since you're the only little show with a technology segment. Oh, okay, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend, y'all. It's big week. Big week coming up. We got Gay Crema on Tuesday, and then a week from Sunday. Or, yes, Sunday morning, 2 a.m. in the morning on November the 4th. Oh, the 5th, I'm sorry. Y'all, daylight saving time ends. Big Fatty, fall back. You and the old gal love that. It's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Laughing Buddha and Mark, what you got?
You are listening to another exciting episode of Let Me Tell You, Big Fatty.
Oh, yes, this was an exciting one, of course. You're just wonderful.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.